Well, hello guys, it's about 21 degrees here. I just might go down the beach in a minute. Well, here's a femme here that 27 years ago apparently killed her newborn child, a boy, placed him in a black plastic bag and took him into the woods and left him there. The police at the time took a lot of the evidence, but they couldn't find out who the mother was. But because of the advances in DNA, apparently her son got in trouble with the police, and they took a DNA sample, which kind of sort of made a match. So this femme didn't actually come forward at all, because her DNA test afterwards proved she was the mother of the baby. She would have taken to the grave what she had done. The advances in DNA tests have ruined quite a lot of lives, but also proved that femmes are liars and deceivers, as they do when the father isn't really the father. And they only find that out if there's some medical issue and they have to take some tests. No, this femme did not come forward because of guilt. You ever noticed how strong and empowered and brave femmes are until they get caught? Then they all of a sudden start suffering from mental illness. And she has admitted manslaughter with diminished responsibility. In other words, she's not responsible for what she's done because she's a femme. And it's amazing to me to see the courts go along with it. So we're supposed to believe she didn't know what she was doing. It's pretty obvious she didn't want another child. So she did something about it and didn't tell anyone. For 27 years, and why is that? Because she knew it was wrong. To me, that proves intent, not mental illness. Of course, if the courts are trying to say that all femmes are mentally ill, I'll agree with that one. I think the judge was a femme also. And unfortunately, we know how femmes protect femmes. So this femme has got a 2-year suspended sentence. I don't think the punishment fits the crime at all. If this had been a male, they'd be in jail. So this poor newborn baby has waited 27 years for justice and still doesn't get it. And this is how femmes can lie about absolutely anything and have no guilt. Because even when they've been caught doing horrible and terrible things, they're still not held accountable. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. It shows that femmes really are entitled in society. And they really do have the get-out-of-jail-free card, like in Monopoly. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. You take it easy.